Hello and welcome to another episode of the SCP Black Files podcast. I'm your host, the Administrator, and tonight my party is Husky Wolf, Bad Rhino, and Fisherman Murray. Following last week's action, we're coming back from our short hiatus. As we've had about a 2-week break since we've last recorded, I think I will give a party refresher of what has happened since last week's mission. Well, you know what I'm saying. Last time we played, the party has did some exploration. The party did a bit of a split up, with Rhino going to pick up Fisherman Murray's character from the hospital, while we had Husky's character, Beck, going to meet up with Mr. Taylor. Yes, Mr. Taylor, if I remember correctly, mm-hmm. at a small cafe. To discuss the plan and, well, to do a bit of a plan, actually, also. They dove some depths and did a bit of exploration of a subterranean system that seems to be residing under the library. And they are planning to meet up again once they can gather the other members. I think that is all that there is of note, besides... Oh, wait. Yes, that is the other thing. Fish's character got handcuffed by...
Me.
Duke Husky. Riker. Yes, Husky. But... No, oh, right, that was from Husky, wasn't it?
It was Craig, yes.
Yep.
Yes. Blending events in my head. Yeah.
I believe I threw him over my shoulder before the end of the episode.
You are right. I think that's where we'll come back to. The party gathered together. So, it's probably about another minute or two of walking until you're at the building. Where do you know Mr. Taylor to be prepared? To meet you at
pit stop for loot.
Grab we have stuff. To inform him first. We can't communicate with him outside of seeing him face to face. We have a meeting. We need to go and deal with something. So let's go talk to Taylor. Or honestly, you guys can go. You guys go to base. Take Norik with you, and I like put him on Duke's shoulder.
As he's moving me over, I say,
"Can we not just grab our stuff on the way?"
What I would. That? I'll meet you at base. It won't take long.
Yeah. So I guess while he's moving me over, I say, oh, why'd you take me off? Your shoulders were a lot warmer than his. These handcuffs are so cold. Damn it.
Well, he's expecting me to come back, preferably with you, but I'll explain the situation. You guys get back to base, arm yourselves. We have some exploring to do. There is. Tunnels underneath the library. Just go to base. And I go start walking off to meet Taylor.
Okay. I guess now that I'm left alone with Duke, I guess as we're walking back... Well, he's walking back. I guess I just try to strike a conversation with him. So, what is my role going to be in all this? I can't walk... I'm handcuffed. I could try to distract the enemy. You could throw me out in front of them and try to sneak attack them while they're distracted by me, if we've run into anyone, for example. Oh, that'd be the perfect stealth thing. You could throw me out and then you could move to the side. I'm just trying to think of uses. I'm like disabled. I'm sorry. I guess you could
document what's going on. Take notes.
I guess it's just...
less paperwork for the future.
It's pretty depressing, you know? Like, I remember a while back, let's see, Craig, he mentioned that I was very good at negotiating and things of that sort, and I'm even more broken than I normally am, so I was just trying to think of ways to be useful. This really sucks.
Yeah, well, being crippled will do that.
So how far away, I guess we only just started talking. How far away do you think we have to walk to get to this, our campsite?
How far would you have to walk? It's not a long walk at all. Less than a mile, in fact.
Okay.
You are getting back to your campsite about the same time as Husky is arriving to meet with Mr. Taylor, so I'm going to jump to that as you all are re-equipping and starting to... go back to meet with him. If I remember correctly, your suitcase is currently... I can't remember clearly, but if I remember right, your suitcase is at camp.
Okay, well then I guess I grab my suitcase.
Your suitcase is... Yep. All gear has been returned that players are planning to return. Just make a note of what you're grabbing. Husky, on to you.
Alright, well, I found them.
Mm-hmm.
I handcuffed Norik, because...
Seems logical.
Thank you. Didn't think I had to explain it.
So
they're going to our camp. They're going to pick up some gear. I'm going to meet them there.
So it's the trauma like on Norik's legs?
He still can't walk. They...
Alright.
They tried to prescribe him something. I heard he went on this weird rampage in the hospital. And he wants more of it, but I think they don't have any or something. The pharmacy was closed, whatever. But anyway, I'm going to head back to camp, grab some of my gear, change out of this into my proper uniform, and then we can do some exploring.
If that's your plan, I'll go get something else set up real quick.
Alright.
He starts to walk away.
Mm-hmm. I head to camp.
So you're heading to camp. I don't know how long the rest of you are there, but in the amount of time it would probably take you to gear up, at that point, Husky starts to approach site.
I like to imagine that, like, by gear up, whenever Duke is just putting all his equipment on, like, I'm just slunched over by the campfire. Because I can't pull myself up or anything. I'm just, like, back staring up at the
stars. Do I just have to help him put on his pants?
Oh, damn.
I mean, assume you unhandcuff him once he gets there. He can at least, you know, sit down and pull his pants on.
Don't you have the handcuff keys, though?
Handcuff keys are universal?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, then.
All right. Everyone's re-equipped. Yes, everyone's re-equipped. Let's just leave it at that. You start your journey back. Same. Pretty quick walk after everyone's geared up. And you're in front. You're out front the building at this point. Probably maybe a little ways away. It's starting to get dark out.
Okay.
So, out the shadows, you see Taylor kind of slip out from between two buildings. Has something in his hands. Alright, let's see if I got this set up properly. Mr. Allison.
Yes. Hello.
I think we've met.
If so, when? I don't recognize you at all.
Good. Let's leave it at that. I've got something to help that whole leg issue of yours, at least for a little bit.
Really?
Legs issue. Let's rephrase.
That would be wonderful. I don't like being useless.
Can you all sit down real quick?
Yep.
Okay.
Alright.
Thud, I fall on the ground.
This ain't gonna hurt a bit. He starts wrapping something around your lower thigh. Cinches it down.
Obviously a lie.
He cinches it down tight. You see him pull the thing that he was holding in his mouth out. It looks to be about a syringe with about a 6-inch needle hanging out the end.
Oh, that looks pleasant. That's very pleasant. Oh, no.
Oh, don't worry, Norik. He knows what he's doing.
I know. I'm aware.
You see him, he positions it somewhere up your thigh. And just...
Oh, no.
Sticks it right in. You don't feel a thing.
Oh, goodness, that is wonderful. Ah.
He depresses it all the way, and the pain you were feeling in your legs seems to have abated for a bit. In its place, though, there is a numbness and a slight buzz.
Whenever I get up and try to walk, like, is it, like, hard to walk or anything?
No.
Okay.
You can tell it is not comfortable, but you are not feeling the discomfort.
Okay.
Well, that looks like it worked. You see him pull out a black case from the coat, opens it, puts the syringe back in, takes the needle.
This kinda feels just... very weird. What did you do to me?
Locks the case, puts a padlock on it.
Okay. So...
Let's get moving.
Okay. And I guess I just follow everyone else as I'm stumbling behind.
So he gets up to the work site. At this point, I've not seen anyone come in this area for about an hour. Seems to be dead-ish around the library. So I think we're all clear to just casually take these down. So he starts spending some time. You see him, he's just popping metal bars off. Mind give me a hand with this?
Sure. I gotta help him.
So while the two of them are working, you guys talking anything?
So what exactly happened in the hospital?
Is he asking me this?
Yeah.
I'm asking you. Yep.
Okay, so I guess I look at him and I tell him, well, I sat down. Do you want to know from the beginning or specifically after a certain, like, what part do you want to know specifically?
What happened after you took the drug?
Well, I took it and I begin to feel, how do I describe it?
Kind of like this?
Like, you mean how my legs are feeling right now, or...
Yeah.
No. It was completely different. I could feel my legs perfectly, and there was no pain. Well, a little bit of pain, but nothing I couldn't handle. But, this right now, I can't feel my legs at all. I don't know if I could run like this, to be honest.
Wonderful.
But, I can... I think I can walk okay. I mean, I've made it this far. So...
It is just hospital. Tunnels.
Yes. Tunnels. Whew. Is it normal to have anxiety whenever you're going down deep tunnels that you have no clue where they go, and are probably dark, and... Oh, God.
Well, everyone's scared of the dark. You gotta get over it at some point.
Well, no, it's not the dark. It's that we don't know where we're going. We don't know what's down there. Do you have any intel? I'll take that as a
Do you recall, Unji, what I got from my architecture role?
Well, you've been down there.
Right. I know I had a rough time period because I got a pretty good role.
If I remember my wording correctly, it was 1400s.
Okay. Well, it seems to be from about the 1400s. It was dark. That was the other thing. The hole itself was way darker than it actually was down there. I mean, I expected it to be pitch black. My flashlight did practically nothing. But once we got down, it wasn't nearly as deep as it looked, and also it was a lot brighter. Not a lot brighter, but I mean, you could see.
I'm fairly certain that isn't how physics works, but... You know what? I'll go with it.
You know, I've seen weirder things.
Yeah. Yes, I. You know what? It's been a weird couple of days. I've seen a little bit weirder in these past couple days, I guess.
As you finish this short conversation, you see, it seems like they've deconstructed about one of the panels off the fencing rig. Enough to cleanly get in and out at this point with a little obstruction. Alright. Let's get moving. We have this open. Let's get this over with.
Agreed.
After they all fit through, I try to shove myself through.
Oh, there's no fit through. This is a large enough hole to cleanly walk through.
Oh, okay.
That's... I'm making that clear now. It is on the southern side of the wall, so it's facing away from the police station, if you remember where that is, in approximation.
I don't. But,
me neither.
Didn't think any of you would. It was still an offer of proximity for you. So you're in the work site at this point. Same debris as there was before. Nothing's changed. You see the hole in what looks to be a small climbing gear set that was laid a bit ago by your partners.
Yeah. So, while as we keep walking, I guess I look over at Duke, because he was busy before, so I wasn't going to ask him this. I just forgot to on the way back here. Say, Duke, while we were at the campsite, I couldn't find my lab coat. Did you or Craig move it somewhere?
No, I didn't.
No,
what,
I mean...
What about you, Craig?
I've been to the library. That's where I met up with Taylor, but it's...
Yeah, yes,
not
I
really anywhere to be found.
I mean...
Didn't you leave it on the tree?
What tree?
You tied it to the tree when I was telling you to mark the door.
You never... I don't know what you're talking about. I'm sorry, I don't recall what you're saying.
It's good. Got this whole prep, let's get you folks down.
Okay.
There we go.
I did bring my night vision goggles, by the way.
Alright. So you just see him pop down the hole before y'all. You're the clear. He just calls from below. Clear.
I'll go down next.
So y'all begin to fall in. So what's the party order as you're entering the tunnels?
I'm the last one.
Yeah. So the party order...
I was planning to just follow behind whatever. Yeah. Taylor.
So Norik is at the back.
Me and Duke may just be together, side by side.
Dexterity battle.
I'm just confirming a marching order. So you're beginning to enter this tunnel. It's about a little over four foot wide. So it's loose enough to...
Real quick, I should probably point out that my briefcase, I have, like, the handle of it around my arm, so I have that with me. I've just been carrying it around my... the handle for it's been through... My hand is through that handle, so I'm able to keep it with me as I'm going down whatever we're going through.
Mm-hmm. So you... As you pass through the barrier of the hole, you see to the far end of the hole what looks to be an ornately carved door that leads to a room lit by torches. Well, it's not ornately carved. I'm going to be more correct than that. It's a door.
Okay.
Okay, it's got carvings in it.
No, it's a wood carved door. Nothing past it.
Gotcha.
But it leads to a small opening.
The door, there's nothing special about these carvings, is there? Or is it just...
No, it is a wood door. It is...
The door was carved from wood.
I guess someone just used a router on it or something.
This is not modern, I should...
Oh, okay.
Okay. So you're being... Taylor's going to march down into the small this upcoming room. I don't know what the rest of you are doing. Are you just following along?
I'm just following along.
Checks? Right, so no checks.
I'm looking around.
Oh, yeah.
So
because I haven't been down here yet. I'm just like, this place
is
freaky.
Give me a reaction. There we go. Everyone give me an awareness roll.
Okay. That would be perception. What about?
That is perception backed with your awareness / reaction modifier. First in the abilities column.
Okay, and because I'm missing one of my eyes, I only roll
one type
of dice, right?
No, one type of dice.
Oh, okay. Even if I get a critical, like I got a critical on an 8, does that mean I can't roll a 10?
No, you can. It's just you can only roll and keep one set of dice.
Okay.
Either D8s or D10s or D12s, so on and so forth.
Okay, so I have my roll.
Right. I got a 15.4.
15.4?
18.5.
I got a 15.2.
Nice. 15.
I'm very aware.
You are.
Fish.
Just on edge.
I am.
All right, one moment as I finish up this roll real quick myself. Got a lot of perception. Nice to roll for this guy.
You're surprised? Every time you roll, it's like a crit.
Well, to be fair, they crit on this too, so yeah. So that is... Yep. Alright, that is everyone's perception stuff marked out for the next couple minutes.
Okay.
Alright, so you come out into this larger upcoming room, which seems to be lit by multiple wall-mounted torches. In the center of the room, there resides a small pedestal, on top of which resides a large metallic hand sculpture. Looks to be about 3 meters in... No. 2 meters in length, 1.5 meters in height.
I feel my occult research side tingling. Can I go up and try to perform an occult SCP lore to see if it has any kind of properties that make it...
Yes.
Seem off to me. Okay.
I was gonna say the same thing.
That's one weird hand.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to go look at it, but I was like, I can't find the roll for some reason. And I was because I was looking in abilities, not knowledges.
That is a 10.8.
Stone hand seems to be made from some material that shimmers constantly.
Okay.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I turned back.
Covers the roll. Nope, go ahead.
I turned back to Craig. You know, I've spent a lot of time researching things to try and figure out if something seems odd, and I feel like this is odd, but I can't pick out anything that seems weird to me. I swear something
is
weird
about it,
though.
I mean, it's way
wider
than it is tall. That's weird.
Okay, robot.
Mm-hmm. So
Cyborg walked in here.
Okay, so I guess I back up and I look at the guy that let us in here, that agent. Excuse me, mystery guy. Is this place
Taylor.
Filled... What?
Taylor. Name's Michael Taylor.
Okay, Mike. Are there a ton of things like this hand in here? Do you know anything about this? And you're like a tour guide or something, right?
No. Well, to your first question, no. To your second question, no.
Okay. And I guess I get back at the end of the line and let them lead the way from there.
This was Husky when... So, Husky, this is the first room you entered when you guys did your initial entry, if you remember?
Yes, vaguely, yeah.
So is there anything more you are doing here, or are you just moving on with the rest to check in other doors? I should specify there are 3 doors in this room, one going each direction. That is not including the door you came from.
I believe I checked if any of them were locked while I was here.
Mm-hmm.
So, if they're all unlocked, I'll just say, you know, which door do you guys want to go through?
Front. Sticking straight seems like a smart enough move.
Alright.
That works with me.
You lead the way, Mike.
So as he comes up the door and pulls this door in front of him open, we are going to come to first break. Welcome back to the second half of the SCP Black Files podcast, episode 11. The party has just descended into the depths of the subterranean caverns below the J.V. Fletcher Library. They've come across one room, and they're continuing their exploration. So So as you proceed through this next door, you start to progress down a short hallway, maybe 15, 20 feet long at most, until you're met with what looks to be a circular room.
Any doors or anything?
It is a staircase leading upwards.
How far would I guess we descended?
You descended about, if I remember right, 10 feet.
And the staircase goes where?
Upwards.
There shouldn't be a staircase this close to the surface.
Unless it goes into a building.
I mean, I guess. Seems like the construction crew broke into this one, but I mean...
Okay, I look over at Craig. Wait a minute. What are you talking about? I just assume what was going on because no one told me. I thought this guy was taking us on a tour to this place near the library so we could get clues or something.
Oh, you really don't remember anything.
Mr. Ellison?
Yes?
As I clarified earlier, I'm Michael Taylor. I work for the federal government. And I've been out on a reconnaissance op for the past couple months in this area.
Oh, I would have never guessed. My bad. Mm-hmm. Well, I look forward to working with you. Thank you, Mr. Taylor.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully this operation will be succinct.
And
yes.
Just remember, you brought weapons. It's dangerous. Don't do anything stupid.
Come on.
No need to chide the poor man. Let's just keep moving. One moment. He leans over to a nearby wall and starts sketching something out real quick. Finishes a small symbol and starts to progress up the staircase.
I look at the symbol.
You're looking at the symbol. It is a small...
Your head explodes.
It's a small doorway with a... It looks to be a jar.
Okay.
Oh, this... That's cool. I guess they keep it all...
Anyway, I move on, yeah.
Alright, so you're continuing to move on. So you all start progressing up the staircase, and you progress up to the top, at which point there is a door jutting off from the top of the staircase.
Okay. I walk on through.
Wait, actually, we might want to send Norik for this, because he's the one still wearing civilian clothes. This
you just see
could be a building.
One moment.
Okay.
Taylor pulls out a small map, extends it. He seems to be counting something out. You're all good. Goes right up.
Okay. I continue.
All dirty.
Yeah.
Again, I walk on through, like I said before.
This door swings open. And you enter this long hall. It's got ornate glass windows dotted across the top, but it's dark out these.
Okay.
Alright.
What is this place?
It's gotta be. Funny.
What?
What windows did you say they were? Just
large ornate glass windows.
I was like, did we just stumble into the church?
It feels reminiscent of a church.
Gotcha. I have a good idea of where we are then. Like a solid guess.
Do I recognize any of the, I assume that there's probably some kind of Well, like, what is in the windows? Are there any, like... Tell me about the...
No, these are solid glass pane windows. No coloration.
I will go ahead and make a architecture roll, actually, to see... I mean, it might be fairly easy, but let's see. I just mostly want to see whether or not this does look like any sort of mosque that I've seen. Seven point seven.
This doesn't seem familiar to you. Closest you could attribute it to is maybe cat. It reminds you kind of medieval age architecture almost.
I mean, I could see it being a church though, the same way that Duke kind of just sees that. Yeah. I think I do start to put a couple dots together.
I guess I'm gonna continue down the hall, but now I'm gonna be a little more quiet.
So you're continuing down this hallway. And as you walk, it sounds like everything just echoes harshly.
I'm gonna start listening very hardly then. Like, or very hard. just to see if there's anybody else walking around anywhere else or making sounds.
Alright, give me a... Well, your awareness covers this. It seems to be quiet thus far. No footsteps besides your own.
Okay, I'll just keep listening as we go down.
So as you can meet, you walk through what looked to be at the end of this hall, there is a large, maybe 8-foot arch doorway with no door in it that you cross through. And past this threshold, there seems to be a large threshold, a large open space full of what looked to be library, almost like antique library shelves.
Any of them stand out on the shelves?
There's, to phrase it simply, there seems to be about, there's hundreds of books jammed into these shelves.
Okay. Can I, like, kind of, like, half pull one out of a shelf just to see, like, what kind of books these are? If these are like really old,
so you pull out this
topics they are.
This book seems to be about 2 feet thick from spine to front.
Okay.
So it kind of pulls out for a moment, and as you pull it out all the way, a cloud of dust shoots out. So as you do that, this book is titled. Well, in fact, it's not titled. Let's be more specific. It's not titled. It is bound in a green leather of some type.
I'm gonna pop open to the first page, like maybe try to see if there's like an index.
You open this to its first page. It's written in some small script. You can try an ancient languages roll if you'd like to see.
I'll try. But I think that's all I can do. Where would that be? Ancient languages.
Top of knowledge.
I actually have a point in there, surprisingly.
Alright.
Please crit. I did. Please crit again. Oh my god.
Come on.
Would that be 2d12?
Or 2d12.
Please crit again. That would be amazing. I did not. God, always when I'm on a hot streak. That's
yes.
18. Plus, 19.2.
It seems to be written in a Sanskrit. You aren't fluent, but you are aware. How to phrase it? Yes. It's written in Sanskrit. It's a dense text that seems to be written in cursive. And it's... You'd have to be fluent in the language, really, to honestly be able to decipher what it says.
It would probably be more of like a... I've seen something similar, and I can, like... I might know what this word means, but I don't know what this is saying.
There are very few hits of any real knowledge in this book that you are aware of.
Okay. I turn on, like, anyone read Sanskrit?
I'm sorry, what?
Sanskrit. Does anyone read Sanskrit?
Do I read a Sanskrit? Is that like a
Sanskrit, African text.
Do you read it?
You dabble?
It's ancient African. I do not read it.
I probably don't know it, but I'd love to take a look at it.
Here, take a look. I just show him the page I was on. I know enough to know what it was. No, I can't read it, though.
So would it be an ancient
This library check? Seems to be... Yes, it would.
This is a case where I'd want a declared character thing of knowing the language, much like knowing a foreign language.
Oh, so gotcha. None of my stats would cover it. Okay.
Yes, this would require proficiency in the language itself.
Okay, I take one look at it. I have no clue what this says. I'm sorry.
These are words?
Beats me.
You are right. Oh, the ow. 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 I'm sorry.
Did you paper cut yourself?
No, I realized that was... never mind, let's move on.
What the... Wait, no, what?
It's fine.
Are the drugs wearing off or something?
No, I'm just being stupid.
Should be wearing off for at least a half hour. Sorry, at least another hour.
I was just being really stupid. I'm fine, I promise.
You said ow. God, you're so difficult.
No, I'm fine. I told you to stop worrying about it. You are
just don't worry about it.
Yep. All right. Nope. He's fine.
Don't just leave him alone. He's good. And I guess look around, investigate, see what's. Maybe there's something I can read. I don't know.
Pass me an investigate roll.
Okay, that's.
I'll be doing the same as well.
Is that intelligence?
That is intelligence, yes.
Uh-oh. Sucks, it's not perception.
I know.
So, as they're investigating, I go up to Michael Taylor. And I go up to him and I say, you never. Answered me straight. Is there a reason why you can't tell me what you injected me with?
Oh. It's a personal blunt.
I see. Thank you.
I got an 8.
I got a 15, and I cannot find my investigate.
Investigate is under law and politics, but it's above law and politics under identified taste / metal.
Ah, I have an outdated cheat. It's fine.
Yeah.
I'll throw it at the bottom.
I didn't have it.
Anyway, I got a 15.
Cool. So you're being a hunt around. You see me. In the back right corner of this room, it looks to be a staircase that juts up, and under it there looks to be a small writing desk that's covered in older papyrus at this point.
There's some more stuff up there. I mean, I don't know if we'll be able to read it.
No.
There might be something else on
that. It is by the staircase, not
okay.
The office.
Okay. But I mean, seems like there's a whole floor up there. How the hell is this still going up?
In a building or voodoo magic?
Taylor reaches into his bag, pulls out a small device with two antennae hanging off of it. Starts tuning with the knob.
Getting anything?
The device seems to, you see the screen flash to life, and it's displaying some number, probably. It's displaying, like,
Even I don't think I know what it is. Oh, I think I have an idea of what it is. My character might know what it is. I'm just gonna act like I know what it is. I'm just gonna be like, you getting anything on that?
Mm-hmm.
I look at it. That looks like something they had us use in the unusual incidence unit I was in. Let's see, what is it called? Does that to pick up EMFs or something?
Something like that, yes.
Okay. Do you work for them, too? I haven't met very many other agents there in that department.
No.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Isn't EMF like that ghost thing?
Yeah. More or less.
So you really are a ghost hunter. I'm looking at Norik.
Well, not just ghosts. It's really anything that doesn't fit within the realms of reality.
The device seems to be registering somewhere in the range of thousands.
Yeah, it seems like this is a little bit unusual.
So... from my character's knowledge, I'm assuming 1,000 is well above normal?
Yes.
Okay. That makes more sense.
Normal sits around 20 to 40.
Okay. That's good to know.
Now, I think it might be smart for us to get out of here.
Yeah, I agree just with that some one. I don't want to get lost in some twisting maze. Let's
you put go. Down some symbols. I mean, it's just some tunnels. I haven't heard anything. Nobody's down here.
Mm-hmm.
Say,
I'm gonna be smart.
How long will I be able to walk for?
Another 2 hours at most. Another 2 hours at most.
Okay, then it probably is best if we start walking before I'm reduced to lying on the
my
floor
back.
Again.
Yeah, probably. I would rather not doing that.
All right.
Do you think this is the broken Church of the Broken God, or do you think this is its own thing?
No, this.
No.
No, not at all.
I was wondering if it could be related or being used by them, or it just could be completely a separate case.
It's a doorway. That's all that matters.
Wait, this place is for a different group?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. The government, if they're very specific, you know. If this...
I'm gonna be calling a few allies to come pick us up.
Are your allies going to be interested in this more than the church?
Yes.
No.
Are you going to contact our superior, my superior, or?
That's governed.
Okay.
I'll get that fixed real quick.
Yes.
And the other military guy isn't really happy with me either. So I'd rather not talk to that guy either.
Yeah, no, I'm fine with this. I assume leave no trace, pack up everything.
I'm saying pack up. Did you guys leave anything at your camp?
Other than the camp?
We left.
Not
we
much.
We left tents, and that's about it.
Oh,
we could leave it as a standard
hobo
tent.
I left my lab coat.
Yeah, he's missing his lab coat. He asked me if I stole his shirt, and I didn't.
Yeah.
No, I didn't take his
lab
coat.
I
tried to explain to him, but he has no idea. I have no idea what happened when you, knocked him out or whatever, but he seriously has no memory of anything since then. Or before then.
His personal concoction, his personal blend.
Say,
don't worry about that.
What is this... What is this business of knocking me out? I don't... What do you mean?
Don't worry about
it. Was he the reason I woke up in that room?
Just leave questions for later.
No,
we
let's
can
go.
Head out of here first.
Let's
we'll
go.
Talk... Yeah, after we get right. evac'd, then we'll
so
explain.
I want you to, as you're trying to make your way back, give me a real quick fate roll.
Oh. Duh! Fate's almost as bad as my intelligence.
I'm going to roll a d4 to see who's rolling this fate roll. It's like party Q. Nork, make me a fate roll.
Okay. I got a 7.
You got a 7.
Uh-huh.
Alright, continuing on.
That was better than mine. My fate roll was like you have an aneurysm in your brain.
So you're trying to hike out.
Okay.
Yep. So you're...
Remember, perception's high, walking around.
All right. So it looks like, if I remember correctly, we took when we were on our way out the store.
His markings still there, right?
Yes. As you're walking out, the markings are still there.
I will say, I don't have any of my guns out. I'm not prepared for anything. My guard is very down.
All right.
Well, mine is actually a little bit of the opposite. I have probably my rifle lowered, but still in my hands. Because of the whole 1,000 thing. I don't know what's happening.
All right. So you start tunneling down, back down to that lower hallway. Mm-hmm. And make me a... I'm going to ask for a awareness roll again.
I'll do that.
Macros, those are cool.
That's an 8.2. Yep. Wait, sorry, 7.2, my bad.
That's a all 17 right, and a half.
16.4.
Alright, 16.4.
17 and a half.
Alright, so I think that's everyone's rolls covered. So, as you're starting to walk into this next space, you hear from down a ways, it sounds like a churning of stone.
Wait, where's that coming from?
A turning of stone, you said?
Churning. Like when two rocks are hitting each other?
Yeah.
There should have been no one else here but us, right?
Correct.
Not that anyone was ahead of us. Someone could have came out after us.
Wait, did someone seal us in?
Can I cautiously approach?
Wait,
can
did
I, like, start going down the hallway to the other side?
Stealth roll?
As cautiously as possible.
Craig starts to panic and he's asking, like, Taylor if someone sealed us in. The light's everywhere. We noticed that.
So what happens if you crit on a 20?
You critically succeed, so...
Yay!
As is my standing rule, take a reference point.
Wonderful.
So you start creeping down the hallway. And as you're coming up on the room from earlier, you see that thing, the large metallic hand that was on the little pedestal seems to be kind of blocking the doorway.
Blocking the doorway.
Yes. Like it's got a claw maneuver around it.
It's got a what moving around it?
A claw maneuver. It's kind of grasping around it.
So it's basically just like a loose hand flopping around, like crawling around, blocking the doorway.
No, it is. It's stopped in front of the doorway, kind of blocking it.
Oh.
So the door we have to go out of?
See, I knew it. Okay. It sealed us in.
I'm going to back up, and I'm going to go to Taylor. I'm like, yo, remember that hand that was back there? Yeah, it's blocking the doorway now.
Yeah, Craig's just like, I knew it. It sealed us in.
Underground tunnel.
Wait, how'd the hand move?
You need me to scroll around.
Wait.
I'll explain later, but it moved.
Does anybody have explosives?
No. Also, I'm not sure if I'd like to use explosives in here. I'd like to call a certain group for that, but
I'm leaning. Let's go the other way. I'm thinking.
You know, I'd rather not fight a hand, so let's do that.
Are y'all sure? Remember, we don't have a lot of time.
So.
We'll get out another way.
A lot of people can't shoot through stone, so let's just keep moving.
Let's head out the other way.
I have a bad feeling about this, okay?
And at this point, I think we'll kind of fade out.
Fade to black.
Thank you everyone for listening to this episode of the SCP Black Files podcast. Back to regular recording next week. Now we're rolling the credits. Thank you for listening to this Crooked Atmosphere production. New episodes every week on Friday. We've been playing the SCP tabletop role-playing game by 26 Letter Publishing. We operate under ACC BY SA 4.0 license. Links to the songs and sounds you've heard in this episode can be found in the description below this episode. And please remember to drop us a follow and share this podcast so that we can continue to produce episodes just like this. And on that note, I've been the administrator, and this is the end of this episode of the SCP Black Files.